Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Tightrope, where we're talking about how there's a tension between the sovereignty or the power of God and our responsibility. In the story of Esther, we looked at last week how the king Xerxes, basically banished his queen Vashti, and then his advisors told him, "Hey, you should have a contest to see who's going to be the new queen." So they're going to round up young girls from all over the empire, basically to have a contest to see who's going to be the one that pleases the king most. And that's where Esther comes in. Esther is one of the young girls who's chosen because she's very pretty, and she's chosen to be in this competition. And Esther is a young orphan girl in the Persian Empire who is Jewish, who is being raised by her cousin Mordecai. Mordecai is older than she is, so he's kind of like a dad to her. And she's, brought into this contest, and she quickly is becoming one of those people, one of these young girls that is becoming favored because she just has this incredibly kind or, winsome personality. But this is an interesting verse. In verse 10 of chapter 2, it says, "Esther had not made known her people or kindred, for Mordecai commanded her not to make it known." I bring it up because this is the struggle in this whole book, is that, God's really not mentioned in the book of Esther, but we see God's hand of sovereignty all over it and how God uses Esther's life. But we have this group of people, these Jewish people who live in the Persian Empire, who had the opportunity to go home. There was a time when, the decree was given where they could have went home to Israel, but they stayed and they've assimilated and they're kind of living out kind of the secular life, even though they're Jewish. And it's to the point where as Esther is being brought in, her father figure commands her, "Don't do this. Don't tell them that you're Jewish." Now, there could be a lot of reasons why. There would have been some type of prejudice against her, some racism going on in that area. There could have been a lot of reasons. But what do you do if you're Esther? You're a young girl, you're orphaned, you're being raised by Mordecai, and you're being brought into a contest which doesn't seem like the thing a young Jewish girl would be a part of. That you're being kind of like groomed and basically going to either be part of a concubine, a harem, if you will, and possibly a queen to a pagan man who doesn't care a thing about the things of God, right? This is the complication. Because I would say, on one hand, I have two daughters. I would want my two daughters to be like Esther, that I would want them to grow up and have the same kind of impact and heart for God that Esther had. But I want them to be the Esther in chapter 4, which we'll talk about in the coming weeks, not the Esther in chapter 2. This girl who's literally joining a contest to be part of, whoever this pagan king chooses. It's a complicated thing. But yet what you see throughout Esther, even in chapter 2, is she was, whatever it was about her personality, she was winsome. She was obedient. She listened to Mordecai. She listened to her advisors. She did what, she was supposed to do, and she did it in such a way that people actually were drawn to her. And I think that's an underrated responsibility that we have. Paul says, "I will do all things to be all things to all people so that I might win some." Paul's attitude was, these people matter so much to me that I'm going to win them to myself using any means possible so that in that some way, some people might hear the gospel and respond to it. And there is a responsibility in the midst of the sovereignty of God, in the midst of our bad choices, in the midst of our struggles and sins, we have a responsibility to look at other people and draw them in such a way that we have the opportunity to share the bigger message of the gospel with them. I know it's a struggle, and I know that it's a unique book of the Bible, but you're going to see in the coming weeks as it all plays out that this young Jewish girl who seems to be making a really dumb decision, God's going to use it for something even bigger than her own life. God, I pray that you draw us close to you, that even when we don't understand how you're controlling all things, we do know that you'll work all things together for the good for those you have called according to your purposes. In that, we're going to trust. Help us to be responsible in making decisions that would show concern for others, that would show our character, that would show our humility. God, use us for your benefit, even when we don't understand the big picture. And we ask all that in your son's name. Amen. Amen. Take a second before you kind of finish up today and think about the decisions that are going on in your life and the things that God would have you do, and just talk to him about those. Till next time, God bless.